Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. And greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. The broadcast that you are listening to tonight is The Rock. The Rock. Jesus Christ is the rock of all ages. No matter what stage you find yourself in life, we can look up and live. And understand that it is in Him that we live and we move and we have our being. Well, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. We greet you tonight in Jesus' name on a Friday night, May the 8th, 2015. This is the 128th day of the year, day 128. What a blessing from the Lord to be here, to celebrate Jesus and to hear His word. Tonight, I want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. Ask you to pray for us. I've been having some physical challenges this week, and I've been having some pain in my body. That's the fact. But the truth is, I know by His stripes, we are healed. So just agree with me along those lines. Father, we just thank You tonight for what a privilege it is to come before these, our people. Lord, before we present the word, we ask You to forgive us, Lord, for all sin, iniquities, transgressions, both known and unknown, committed or omitted. Father, we just delight to do Your will. We ask You to be merciful to us, God. Thank You for Your mercy, because Your word declares it's of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed, because Your compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Lord, may Your word transform the lives of every person that hears, knowing that so then faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Lord, we thank You and we give You praise for the victory. Oh God, we love You, and we say thank You, sir. Bless us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, we want to ask you to open up your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5. That's 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5. In it you will find the story of King Solomon, who was David's son. The Bible says, in Gibeah, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, to that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge? It's thy people. Is thou so great a people? The Bible says, and the speech pleased the Lord. Solomon had asked this thing. God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemy, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have also given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, for riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the king like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes, commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. And we'll stop there for now. That was 1 Kings 3, 5 through 14. And we want to talk tonight just from the simple word wisdom. When we think about this word wisdom, it's the ability to discern whether or not we should do a thing. Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount left us something very special in Matthew 7:7 when he said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. But notice, we have to ask for what we want. And we're living in a time that many times people, we do things without acknowledging God. We have to seek God in every area of our lives. Notice how God spoke to Solomon, asked him to tell him what he wants. Ask for what you need. And he didn't ask for riches or anything. He asked for to be able to go out before you, the people of God. In our tasks at work, or tasks at home, or tasks that we're trying to do, we have to acknowledge him. Consider what the Bible says here in Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord. How? With all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct thy path. So it is important and necessary for us to seek the Lord for his wisdom. Seek him for his direction. No matter what the trial or test we'll face, we still have to acknowledge him and say, Lord, show me what to do. And he will show us. That's the kind of God we serve. He will not leave us hanging, but we got to trust. One element of praying is we got to listen to what he tells us. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days, and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So should I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And then we get to that verse again, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. it shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. So it's very important that we seek God in all that we do. Proverbs 3, verse 13 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. He said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. He said, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. The Bible declares she is more precious than ruby, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasant, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that rich. So the Bible styles wisdom like a woman. A woman is given to receive and to produce. And the Bible says that the Lord, by wisdom, he founded the earth. By understanding that he established the heavens. And when we look at the wonderful story in Genesis 1, we see how God created the heavens and earth. And the Bible said, and the Spirit of God moved up on the water. Darkness was up on the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So it was by wisdom, the Bible says, God had founded the earth. And by understanding, he established the heavens. God has given us the ability to seek his face, and he'll give us an answer concerning every situation that we are facing. The saints of old went through great trials and great tribulation, but they began to seek the Lord, and they began to make up in their minds that they were going to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. They were going to serve him whether or not it cost them their life. We don't like to think about it in our fast technology age, but there's a time when this comfort going to be snatched out. You're going to decide whether you're going to serve the Lord with all your heart, or you're going to serve the things of the world, which are only going to bring temporary satisfaction. And the Lord wants us to love him how? With our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, in Proverbs chapter 1 and the 7th verse, the Bible said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise. Fear the Lord, respecting the Lord, is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The Bible declares in Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and the dark saying. And Solomon wrote a whole bunch of proverbs. God had given him as a king how to write for words of wisdom that we live by. And it's so important not only for us to hear, but act upon what we have understood. The Bible says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. But they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Now, when we seek in God, he'll speak to our heart and he'll tell us of things to come in our life. If we seek him just like Solomon, in our opening text in 1 Kings chapter 3, when he went down and went to sleep, the Lord began to say unto him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon began to talk back to the Lord and say that you showed unto your servant David, my father, great mercies. And we know he did. The Bible says that David was a man after his own heart, but the only thing that the Bible points to negative that David did was the matter of Bathsheba and Uriah. But the Bible said that Solomon said, you've given David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and uprightness of heart with thee. Now, the Bible says that that he had kept for him this great kindness and that thou had given him a son to sit up on his throne. And Solomon was the son after Uriah and Bathsheba had conceived another son. And that child died. But if we look at Solomon, he just began to pray innocent. The Bible says, he began to say, now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of David, my father. In other words, I'm taking over in his place. And I am but a little child. I don't know how to go out or come in. He says, and your servant is in the midst of a people which you have chosen, a great people, which cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. In other words, he had blessed them immeasurably. But he began to say, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thou so great a people? Bible talks about how that speech began to please the Lord. So we have to measure what we ask for from the Lord. Understanding that God is able to give us anything according to his will, we have to make sure that it's according to his will. Because, listen, sometimes we might make plans, and our plans may not be what God wants. But when we acknowledge him and we put those plans in his hand, if he say go right and you want to go left, best thing to do is go right, because he knows the path that we should take. May not always understand it, but yielding to his will works every time. The Bible teaches us in 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. Now, it's got to be according to the word of God. He'll never give you something that's outside of the word of God. That's where we have to make sure that we're not into covetousness, where we're asking for things that may not belong to you. You have to seek God and seek his counsel. In Proverbs chapter 2, and third verse, the Bible says, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth coming knowledge and understanding. This is why having a good pastor makes a difference, because the pastor is supposed to feed you with knowledge and understanding. The Bible says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth coming knowledge and understanding. The Bible declares that he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to walk upright. keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. This is the wisdom of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom enter into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. He says, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee or guard thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. Lead the path of uprightness, ways of darkness. So, we can see the value of obeying God. Obedience brings blessings. Proverbs 10:22 declares that the blessings of the Lord is make it rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. One thing you will know is something truly of God, because it's going to be pure and peaceable. Let's consider James chapter 3 and verse 17 and 18. James chapter 3 and verses 17 and 18. Now the Bible says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Notice now, it's first pure, then peaceable, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The Bible declares, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Notice that again, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. One of the elements of walking in God's wisdom is when you can have a within your heart anything that will keep strife. Look what happened in James 4, the first three verses. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not. He said, you lust and have not. You kill and desire to have, and cannot attain. You fight in war, yet you have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Friends, the wisdom of God will keep you during the hour of temptation. James chapter 1 and verse 12. It's James chapter 1 and verse 12. The scripture reminds us of this. He said, blessed is the man that endure temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Now he said this, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he and a man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. and saying when it is finished or brought to completion, bringeth forth death. But he declares, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's no change in God. We must always remember Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God is not a man that he'll lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. What he said, he'll bring it to pass. We must keep on believing that. We must understand it is so much value when we wait on God. And there are times when we just don't know what to do about situations. The wisdom of God will come. But here it is. He tells us in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, if you don't have wisdom, he said, let him ask of God. And if you lack wisdom, if you don't have wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. The Bible declares, and it shall be given him. Ask in faith. So our tears don't move God, but our faith does. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that waver is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why that? He said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And James put that right in the middle of going through trials and great tests. The Bible talks about how James was a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes gathered abroad. Greeting came to the church. And that's what God is going to allow to happen. That's going to come of separation, a day of reckoning, of separating. But the difference between holiness and not, the difference between knowing God and knowing of God. It's coming a time where you got to step out of your flesh, and that flesh got to die. But he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Why is that? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, the scripture said, but let patience have her perfect work. It's thou patient after a woman. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So James talked about, if you don't have wisdom, don't know what to do while you're in the fire, pray. Ask God, and he give it to all men freely. He's not stuck up. He'll give it to you. And he said, and abrade not. He won't hold back. We can believe his report. We can understand that what God has promised, he will bring it to pass. When we talk about wisdom, it's one of the 9 spiritual gifts, word of wisdom. But that's in a subject by itself. That's one of the spiritual gifts you read about in 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. But when we make a declaration about wisdom, you might also consider the following verses. Isaiah 2:3. Isaiah 2:3, the Bible said, and he will teach us of his way, and we will walk in his path. Notice that again. And he will teach us of his way, and we will walk in his path as part of acknowledging him. Because when we acknowledge him, then he'll show us what we need. He'll show us the path. In Psalm 32, verse 8, notice what the psalmist said. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt with mine eye. But notice again, he said, I will teach thee. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou goest. But we don't know. He'll teach you. I will guide thee, mine eye. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26, Ecclesiastes, this was the preacher writing, vanity is vanity, all is vanity. But God, to a man, that is good in his sight, wisdom, knowledge, and joy. So if you want to know how to have joy and great knowledge, consider Ecclesiastes 2:26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. Psalm 16, verse 7. Psalm 16, verse 7. I will bless the Lord who have given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season, in the dark times, in the times when you can't see your way. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord when or how, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. No matter how heavy your heart gets, keep looking up to Leo. Just know that no matter what it looks like, he'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. God will do that. The Bible declares in Proverbs chapter 2 again, verses 5 through 7, then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Why? For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom and righteousness. He is a buckler to them that walk upright. Notice that again. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Now, here's something important to note. The Bible declares in Proverbs 28, verse 5, evil men understand not judgment. Hear that, ladies and gentlemen. Evil men understand not judgment. They that seek the Lord understand all things. Now notice that again. Evil man understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. So, friends, when you're talking about the wisdom of God, you must understand that God is a fair God. But for us who are believers, we can seek him, and he'll give us wisdom how to do what we need to do. But you must listen to the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that this is the true God and eternal life. Notice that again, it's in 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says this is the true God in eternal life. Verse 6, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and to shine in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Notice that again. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and it shine in our heart, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, faith of Jesus Christ. And then finally in Psalm 51, you know, this is that powerful psalm David wrote when he had messed up. And Uriah killed, committed adultery with his wife, and all of those things. But he wrote something really excellent. Psalm 51:6. He said, "Behold, thy desire is truth, whereby in the inward part. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part." Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Oh, friend, what a blessing from the Lord. He was looking at the inside, how God will change you. So he said again, behold, thou desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. But when we look at this passage in context, he began to tell us, listen what he said in Psalm 51. He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Don't we need mercy sometimes? According to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression. Notice he said, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest clear when thou judgest. He said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thy desire is truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He began to go home to say, purge me with hyssop. Why? And I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thine Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Again, and say unto the Lord, then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. But thou desire not sacrifice, else will I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, I will not despise. What I'm trying to let you know tonight through the word of God is that no matter how low you might feel, you might think, oh, somewhere I missed the mark. Thank God for his mercy. Now, it's not a license for you to go out and do what you want to do. But we think, in case you have missed the mark, he loves you so much that he want to bring you back in. Bring you back home. He's saying, come on back home. We don't want to be just like the prodigal son. We want to be and understand that our place is in Christ, and that no matter what, God loves us, and he'll change us, and he'll give us miracles after miracles only if we repent. I'd like to assume that people know the story. So in Luke chapter 15, in Luke Gospel, the 15th chapter, verse number 11, you'll find the story of the prodigal son. The Bible says in Luke 15, verse 11, and he said, a certain man to son, and the young of them said to his father, Father, give me the portions of good that fall to me. He wanted his inheritance. Most times you don't get nothing from a father's will until after the father's deceased. But the Bible says, and he divided unto them. They both were here set aside. So the Bible says he divided unto them his living. Bible saying, not many days after, the younger son gathered together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance, riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed the swine. Sometimes when you are going through, the enemy will try to take you to the lowest place through sin. He'll take you to a place you never thought you'd be. The Bible says he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. You ever been around it? Seem like every door been closed. You call people, they busy, but they don't have the answer. But that's when the Lord is teaching us to trust in him. Trust in him. We always talk about Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. And we made it personal, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The Bible says, and when he came to himself, Sometimes you got to get to a place where you come to yourself and you recognize the Lord is the only source. The Lord Jesus is the only source. The Lord is the only source. The Bible says, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare and I perish with hunger? You recognize I can go back home. The Bible says, he began to say, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Oh, that's a humbling experience. To know that you're no more a son, but you just better be recognized as a servant. The Bible says, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great ways off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. It says, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatty calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Here's my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Oh my God. No matter what situation you find yourself in, just know Jesus can pick you up, reaching way down. He can go in the valley. That's why we declare that Jesus is the lily of the valley, because he know how to go down low and pick you up and raise you up and give you another chance. It's all about repenting. In Acts 3:19, the Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted, to sin may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come. I want you to know tonight the wisdom of God. The Bible says, happy is the man that findeth the wisdom, findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. We can find his wisdom when we come before him broken and humble. Father, we thank you tonight for your word, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord God, we ask you to look down upon us and forgive us for all our sin. Tonight, help us, God, as a people. Your word declares that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive the sin, and I heal the land. And now, Lord, we ask you to bless your people today. Let there be a lifting up tonight. Oh, God, we just want to thank you for your mercy. Thank you for blessing us. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Oh, God, let us do those things that pleases you. God, we thank you for deliverance. And Lord, just like you told through Moses to Pharaoh to let your people go, you're still saying to Satan today, let your people go so they can serve you. Whatever sin it might be, drugs, alcohol, sex, oh God, you're saying let my people go, they may serve you. God, we just thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for knowing that righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any of people. God, be merciful to us and help us. We thank you. We give your name glory, honor, and praise for the victory. But we pray this all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank God for the word tonight. Thank you for joining us tonight right here. Friday night, May the 8th, what a blessing. Thank you all for joining us, and we just look forward to great things ahead. It's been a busy week since we've just completed a five-night revival, but we God for blessing us to be here on Blog Talk. So tomorrow will be a day of rest for me, and we just want to encourage you all to go to a Bible-believing church where the Word of God is not only being taught and preached, but lived. We want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, and 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also, if you desire to listen to our broadcast live, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. God is so faithful. I just want you to know that we have the victory, no matter what's going on, we have the over every circumstance. We have the victory. Well, I'm going to speak the blessings of the Lord over you all tonight and tell you to have a great weekend in Jesus' name. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williamson remind you to have a blessed night in Jesus' name. This has been our broadcast for Friday night, May 8, 2014, day 128. Good night, everybody.